safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Everything situated here, squared away. I'm running a little late. Hold on a second. Hold on. My bad. I was running a little late. All right, coming in at the last minute. Couple of uploads at the last minute. People, I'm trying to make sure these guys get on. They sending me music at like 7:55 and shit. What should I be talking about, man? You know what I mean? And plus, I haven't eaten all day, right? So now, Roman noodles, man. I love them. Hey, food of champions. Oh, what, you too good for ramen noodles? Fuck out of here. Anyway, episode 319. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Once again, thanks for tuning in. You know what it is, man. It's our indie music review, Ill or Kill, tonight on the show. This is where artists send us music to K100 Radio. They send us in music. And the way to do that is K100Radio@gmail.com. But they send it in to us. And then we open up the phone lines and let the callers on the line tell us whether or not it's ill or should it be killed. So it's not rocket science. You've heard this before, probably Hot or Not, Rocket to Stop It, Digger to Dish It, whatever version you heard on FM radio. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's not nothing complicated to it. You know what I mean? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're going to get the phone lines a couple of minutes to fill up, you know what I'm saying? Well, not fill up. They don't have to be, you know, filled to the brim. You just need about, a couple of people on here to make this thing official. You know what I'm saying? We can't have, like, one or two votes. So they'll be here in a minute. You know, they like to mosey on in. I got a black audience. CP time. Anyway. Of course, the show site is www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. You can also check us out on our parent site and listen to the show, the replays of the show. If you can't listen to us live, replays of the show are available at chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Shouts out to the 912. The motherfuckers beat me on the line. I got on the line and somebody from 912 was like already there with their hand raised. That's true. Anyway, I'm going to come to them and see what that is in a minute. Chainlessentertainment.com. Of course, artists, if you're listening to this show, podcast, or whatever, via iTunes or via the website, we'll give you the iTunes podcast in a second. It's really not nothing to give you. It's just you go to iTunes, go to podcast, and then type in search for K100 Radio, and you got it. And it's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. That way you can take us on your iPad, your iPod, iPhone, or whatever, desktop, whatever. Anyway, so that's how you get to our podcast in iTunes. We do have an official podcast in iTunes in the iTunes store. But anyway, that's neither here nor there because now we're live. And if you're streaming me live, in order for you to participate in the show, you must call 347-934-0966, 347-934-0966. Once again, as we do pretty much every week, we've got at least 20 people here. Artists that want to get put into rotation and get reviewed. Of course, you know, an artist has to make it through Ill or Kill in order to get on our all music segment called The Subway. That's where we just play the music and let it bump. Hold on, let me let that play. Then I got some red Kool-Aid to go with my Roman noodles, dog. Straight off. Yeah, anyway. So that's what it is. The artists here are trying to get put into rotation on the show and become regular rotated artists on the show. But they got to go through Ill or Kill first. All right. Let me see what this is. The 912 before we're waiting for these phone lines to jam up. 912, what up? Who's this?
What's going on, my man?
What's happening?
Now, this Ben Jackson, Fat Man from Statesboro, Georgia, the one that sent the music in the other day for Future Rich Kids. I already hit you up on Twitter like you told me to. I'm just ready to hear this music, man.
All right, we got Futuristic Kids here. Name of that joint is called Ride, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got these guys on deck. Stand by. We're going to wait for these callers again. They normally mosey on in here.
Okay.
You know, 10, 15 minutes late. You know how black
folks that was so. Well, yeah, like I say, man, you're going to love it, though.
All right, well, I hope so, man. I hope they get ill. I always hope artists get ill. Not like I never want anybody to get killed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Every show, somebody's getting killed. I've never had a show where no one got killed.
Oh, yes. I got you on internet, and on regular phones. I'm trying to hear everything.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for submitting the music. You feel me?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, all right?
All right.
All right, stand by. Let's see what this is. 678-755. What up, though? Who this?
What's poppin', man? This is Mastermind.
Mastermind, what's up, baby?
What's going on with you?
Chilling, man. Waiting for these lines to get a little bit more filled. I only need a couple of more. You know what I'm saying? And we'll go ahead and set this thing off. You understand? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear some music. I might hear something. I want to collaborate with somebody, you know. So that's why I always tune in and listen. You know, even if I don't tune in and vote, I still be listening to see if I hear something. I might want to collaborate, you know, network. So.
Right. That's what it's all about. That's why I tell people. You know, artists, I can't fault them. It's a lot of artists that are in rotation who pretty much, once they got in rotation and once they made it past Illa Kill, they never called a show. Hardly ever. But if you'll notice, you know what I'm saying, if it's a really great song or whatever, then I play it. But, you know, I try to play people who support the show. Now, they may tweet the show. A lot of people who retweet the show or whatever, I'll take that. You know, they retweet the show. A lot of people don't call, but they do retweet the show or tweet out the show blast and everything and, you know, put other people up on game, you know what I'm saying, and expands the brand and the name. So I'll accept that like a call-in, too. But I got an affinity for my people who call in, too. You know, I try to get those guys played on the subway a little bit more just because they be showing love, even if I like another artist's song more than theirs. You know what I mean?
Right.
I lean towards, you know, that's not really bias. It's just, you know, all about showing love, you know. But I understand people are tied up. It's 8 o'clock. We got a prime time slot. And I'm really considering moving the show back to like 10 to 12 or 9 to 11 because I think that everybody, my phone lines always fill up around 9. You know, I don't know if niggas is like fucked up and they can't goddamn, they 3 minutes don't start till 9. That's why they on there. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, even then, it's like it's during the day. I mean, most work days for me, I work 11 to 7. So it's like, you know, 8 o'clock. Right. Come around, I'm at the crib. So, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's different. So, you can't.
Yeah. I understand that. But we're gonna go ahead and let these lines fill up a little bit more. And you're going to go ahead and start music. Once they jump on the line, the quicker they jump on the line, I tell people, I'll be telling the artists who be submitting music. I'm like, yo, you got a following? Get like 5 people to call into the show. You know what I'm saying? When they submit music. I'm like, the earlier that I can start voting, the more music I can, you know, get reviewed, more people get in rotation. But, you know, the people got to hit the phone lines. I mean, this is so not for me. You know what I'm saying? Illa Kill is stressful
right.
for me. I'm the one that got to upload all this shit, send out emails, get people on the phone lines, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Illa Kill is stressful. I like the subway because all I got to do is just play some shit. That's it.
Right.
Just sit here and hit play and answer the phone like maybe twice. My talk segments, those are always great, you know what I'm saying, because people love the talk segments. My talk fan base, those guys be on the phone as soon as I come in this motherfucker, the people who want to talk, they be on the line. But Illa Kill, you would be surprised. Let me tell you something, I'm going to say this, and this is crazy right here though, but check this out, right, Mastermind, real talk, we got people coming in now, we finna get ready to start, but check this out, I went through the files today for K100 Radio, and I said
what?
I went through and I deleted about 40 songs out of my files, and I deleted them because they were all people who submitted music but never called in to the show, even though I sent them the email back saying to call into the show, and they never called into the show, so their song never got voted on. Now sometimes, of course, you know, if we get done with the people that's on the phone lines, then we'll go to the people who submitted stuff, you know, in the past week If they can't get on the phone lines, maybe they just hit us up on Twitter or whatever, and we'll do that. But I'm talking about these are people that's right. been sitting there for like a month or two. They never did call in. They never called. They never tweeted nothing. And I'm like, I just deleted like 40 artists, 40 songs out of here because I'm like, they just can't follow simple directions. They didn't even hit me up. These are people that I've never even heard from on Twitter. Nothing. You know what I mean? So I just had to go through
I
and
mean,
delete
and then, songs. Right. And then to me, it's like, we're in an electronic stage. Everybody's on their phone. So why can't you call?
I don't know.
Your song getting played for free.
Yeah.
Your song getting played for free, and somebody going to get to vote on it. You don't want to make a free phone call? I mean,
I don't know.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with it, man. But I mean, like I said, man, Illa Kill. This is my giving back to the game because Illa Kill doesn't really benefit me. I could do another Subway Day and just play people's music in rotation, and more people will retweet that. You know what I'm saying? And come,
right?
You know, if I went to a format to where I was the only person that decided what gets played, it's a lot of motherfuckers that's on the subway wouldn't be riding. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was
yeah.
real. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real. I'm trying to make it a democratic process. You know what I'm saying? To let people have their fans and have their followers and everything call in and vote. You know, make it participation based. But I don't know what's up with it, man. You know, Illa Kill. I'm like, why? I have so many people sending me music, and it's like I send them the email back, and they're like, oh, I got to do all that. I got to call in and all that. Ah, fuck it. Oh, well, all right, fuck it.
I mean, even then, I see it as you want to see how other people feel about your music. People calling from everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody going to like it and somebody going to love it. And that's just the world in general. If you don't hear nobody else saying it up front, the person at home who ain't called in listening on the radio probably saying your song sucked too. So,
right.
I
don't know, man. I think some people don't like the fact that they got to do that. I've been here. Oh, all right. We're getting ready to start. We got about two more people hit the lines. I'll start. But I think that people be feeling some type of way about being voted on or judged or feedback. Like some people, you know, I've had people say, I ain't fucking with that K-1 and shit. Nigga, kill my shit. Like, I'm like, yo, I didn't kill shit. I can't. My vote don't even count. My vote doesn't count. If you don't know that, ladies and gentlemen, my vote on Illa Kill doesn't count. I'm not the person that decides. It's all about the callers. You know, and then people be like, oh, dude is whack, man. He just had a whole bunch of people call. Okay, well, you the nicest MC out. Why the fuck you can't get 5 or 10 people to come in and call into the fucking show and support you if you the nicest and you on your grind like you say you are?
Right.
So maybe he is whack, but maybe he's out there grinding. It's called hip-hop. That's what happened.
I mean, that's what I did. I mean, as soon as
right.
he told me my song was getting played, I was tweeting all day.
Right.
I was tweeting all day, so I was like, okay, cool.
You know
what I'm saying? So.
All right. I don't know, man, but I'm going to get ready to start. Let me see. Who is this? 404-234-237. What up, though? Who's this?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, homie? Everything good? It's your boy, Ray Money, man. I've been playing hooky, I guess. You know what I mean? Been kind of caught up. But I say I got me a chance to listen in at 8 o'clock. And like you say, this the give back part. I done got a chance to get 2 or 3 songs on here. I only got one of them on the subway. And I only feel like it's right, you know what I mean, for me to get back on here and, you know, support the person who supported me because the song is banging, you know what I mean, and then, two, support other artists because it's all about networking. You might hear a song, a hook, a beat, a concept, or just you might just like somebody flow, and that way you better network with that person by being able to have stuff like this because otherwise you may never even be able to hear this cat.
Absolutely. It's all about – this is all for the artist, man. I promise you. This is not – this. Illa Kill is nothing. This is the most selfless thing I can do. I'm telling you, as far as me and who I am connected and doing this show, this is the most selfless thing I can possibly think of doing. Because and on top of it, I'm one of the only people who don't charge you. If you really go around and you research, whether they be on Blog Talk or got their
or
own
whatever,
it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? People charge for submissions. Like
man,
everybody, like most people, most of them got at least a $10 submission fee or nothing. I'm one of the few. Who is free, and that's what kills me about sometimes with some of the artists. It's like, yo, you can't even. I didn't ask you for the money. I just asked you to call in, and I'm like, you can't do that. So I'm just like, all right then, whatever. Yeah, I was crazy, man. But you know, hey, it's, like I said, if not one song is reviewed, I got plenty of songs for Subway and plenty of stuff to talk about for my talk show lovers, for my talk segment lovers, so makes me know, never mind. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. This is for the people. It's not for Blizzom. All right, stand by, homie. One more caller. Right. Let me get ready to start. Who is this? 678-571. Who this?
What up, though? This is Rachi World.
Who this is now?
This Show Rachi.
Show Rachi. All right.
What's happening?
What's happening, man? The name of that joint is Spazzing Out that we got for Show Rachi. Got Show Rachi on deck. He's on the phone lines. We're going to make sure we get him. Future. But first up. Futuristic Kids. Those guys were first. Let me see. Let me get these guys loaded up here. We got enough people to go ahead and start the voting process. All right. So basically how it works, everybody that's on the phone lines, welcome to the show once again. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. Thanks for supporting the artists. This is all about feedback. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, they will be put into rotation if you give it ills. But we want you to vote your heart. We don't want people voting saying, oh, I'm an ill just because he tried and he's doing his thing. No. If you think the record is garbage, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, if you just don't like it. If it's recorded poorly, more people get killed on the show because the shit ain't mixed and mastered. So people are like, I can't even understand what the fuck he's saying. You know what I'm saying? A poor mix or not being mastered and it just sounds like crap. That's the number one reason people get killed on the show. And we don't want that kind of music here. So if you're listening to it and you're like, that shit sounds like trash, sound like he recorded on a fucking cell phone in the bathroom, kill it. Of course, more ills than kills, then they get put into rotation. All right? And it's that simple, man. It's not rocket science. So let's go ahead and start. Well, you'll see. As the show goes on, more and more people will call in. And then everybody's going to be like, man, I didn't get a chance to get voted on. Well, you called in at 9:45. Anyway, first up. Futuristic Kids. Name of this joint is called Ride. All right. Oh, and if you're on the phone lines representing for Futuristic Kids or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do us a favor, and once you vote on Futuristic Kids, don't hang up. At least hang on and vote for like two more songs, two more artists. All right. You know what I mean? You know? All right. Anyway, here we go. Futuristic Kids right here on K1's Internet Radio. Trying to get them in rotation here. Name of this joint is called Ride. It's up to the people now. Let's go.
To the metal, FK in the back, and my girl in the passenger seat with me. I go by Young MIA, aka Jacari. Said she wanna chill, then she said she wanna vibe. Said she wanna roll, then she said she wanna ride. Lil mama told me, yeah, I wore the charm. And she loved my name, but it's tatted on my arm. Yeah, I'm ready to ride with my baby girl. We can go anywhere she want in the world. She keep her hair long, nail did, skinny tan. She got my hands spinning around like a ceiling fan. Yeah, I see her, that I'm butterfly, hit my tummy. Before she say she wanna ride, I keep that motor running. She say she wanna do from downtown. FK, I see I late, I'm about to ride out.
Girls talk about how they always wanna ride. Well, come on, let's take a spin. 5 minutes, we get it in. I love a girl that's by my side. It's on the ride, it's always with me. Never want to forget on me. Always taking trips with me. Maserati, Bentley, also got Ferrari. Big up to the twins, Jeep, I spinning in the wind. Hey, 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 mama, what's your name? My lady tired of messing with them niggas. When I
like dang. And girl, ever since then I haven't been the same. Cause you been on my brain. Yeah, that's a change. The name Rockstar, if you ain't know the name. She say she know what she want in her life and that's me. Because she know she my girl, yeah, my wifey. Stay fresh, stay clean, and a swagger me. Now she ain't tell the game, but she keep some trust in. And we be spinning and swerving up in a fast lane. Yo, when I with my baby, we go insane. All we do is ride, never gotta hide. Plus she do sure it's rich, so we always fine. She the type of girl that don't play no games. That don't fool with lame, she do her own thing. And that's the type of girl I need in my life. Side by side, yeah, we gon' be alright. Tell em.
Once again, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. And it's all about, you know, how many people, however many people on the phone lines, whether they like it or not. All right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. That was Futuristic Kids. Name of that joint was Ride. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's popping. We'll start at the very top. I'm pretty much assured what this particular vote will be, though. 912-578, Ill or Kill.
Ill.
That's one. Have a mini on the line. That's all that matters. 678-755, Ill or Kill for Futuristic Kids.
That was Ill.
Ill. 404-237, Ill or Kill for Futuristic Kids.
You can hear that. I like that one.
All right. Like that one. Ill. Futuristic Kids, man. They doing good. 856, up in Jersey. Bless child. Ill or Kill.
I heard,
I heard
that all the way.
You didn't hear it all the way?
Nah.
Okay, how much of it did you hear?
Like almost towards the end.
Okay. All right, well, that's three. All right, go to the next one. 404-428, Ill or Kill.
This is so marked. I wasn't really feeling the song, so I'm going to have to kill it.
All right, what's up, Phil Marks? It's already in rotation on the subway. Got some songs on there. I love No Stops. His record No Stops is on here. I love that record. All right. One kill. 3-1 right now. 3-1 right now. 404-324. Ill or Kill for Futuristic Kids. 404-324.
404-324. Yeah, this your boy Drock, man. I'm just hitting you up to see if you got my song.
Who is this?
This is Drock. I'm finding out if you get my song. If you get my song.
How you spell your name again? Drock.
D-R-O-C-K.
D-R-O-C-K. I don't see it
yes,
in here.
Sir.
When'd you send it?
That was my problem. That was like last week.
Drock? D-R-O-C?
Drock.
Hold on. We'll have to look for that. I don't see it.
It's called Writing You This Letter. That's the name of the song.
Oh, I definitely don't see that in here. I'm about to look for that. Stand by, all right?
All right, folks.
All right, I'm about to look for that. 678-571, Ill or Kill?
Kill.
Kill. All right. 3-2. 770-568, Ill or Kill.
Hey, boy, I'm just checking in, man.
Oh, Glenwood Lalo, what's happening, man? You didn't hear the song?
Nah, I ain't hear.
Okay. Stand by. What's happening? You gonna vote? You vote? No, you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah, I'm on my way to this movie shoot, but I'm gonna vote on a couple of them.
All right, stand by. 404-903, Ill or Kill. They ain't had a hand raised. They ain't had a hand raised anyway. Let me see. 678-939, Ill or Kill.
Ill.
Ill? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. One more voice. All right, well, that's everybody that wanted to vote anyway. And some people didn't hear it, so the people who didn't hear it, but still, it passed. Got more ills than kills. So, shouts out to Futuristic Kids. If you are representative of Futuristic Kids, they'll be on the subway. Now, you guys make sure that the artist, if you're Futuristic Kids or the management person, I think the management was on the line. Make sure that the artists themselves follow the show Twitter at K100_radio so we can add them to the list All right, we have to add them to the list called They've Been on K100 Radio, and that's how we keep up with who's been in rotation and who's getting played, all right? So make sure the actual artists themselves, if they don't have a Twitter, then they should, or either the company Twitter or something. Make sure, all right? Make sure that we know who you are. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. Tell your fan base you just got illed. Blast it out, all right? That increases the spins. Thank you very much, and shouts out to Futuristic Kids. All right, so far, so good, man. Let's go ahead and get to it. Next up. I got to look for the other song because I don't even know. I know I didn't see that in there at all. But anyway, we got Shorachi. All right, the Shorachi. All right. The name of this joint is called Spazzing Out. You're going to go ahead and crank this thing up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. This is Shorachi. Spazzing out. Let us know. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Gets played. I don't care how long it is. I'll go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We'll start at the top. 912. Ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, at first I couldn't really understand it, but once I got into it, the beat hard. I think he deserves an opportunity.
We'll see how that works out for him. 678-755. He'll kill.
I'm going to have to kill it because I was sitting here debating, and it's like I like the hook. The hook and the beat is banging. But when he got to the verse, he got that auto-tune Future sound, and I wasn't really feeling that. So it's like, you know, I'm going to have to kill that one.
All right. 404-237, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm finna have to kill that one. Like, I'm a lot like the other caller. Ty don't go to the runner when it comes to the music, because I was kind of, you know, in between about it. I like the concept and the beat, but it didn't just come out right. So we're going to have to kill that one.
Blair, up in Jersey, Bless Child, Illa Kill.
First, the auto-tune didn't have no energy to it. I'm walking, about to fall asleep walking. I'm about to kill that.
That's it, he's about to fall asleep walking. It's tough. Lay low, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, that shit that was all wrong, man. It wasn't no good mix on it. The intro was too long, the hook was too long, and then the when the verses came in, that shit just killed the whole song, bro. So I'm gonna kill that.
4-1 kill. 678-939, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
5-1. 317. Illa Kill.
Please.
Oh, hold on, my bad. Illa Kill.
Please kill.
Okay, please. She begged me to kill it. That's never good. Never good. 678-571. Illa Kill.
So all.
678-571.
Ill.
44-428. Illa Kill. Bill Marks.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to kill. Kill it. Cause he had to go on. He gotta go back on the drawing board with that one. Cause it didn't come out how it should have came out.
All right. That's
62.
Yeah, 6. What's that? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 6, 2.
4-4-835.
Illa Kill.
Yo.
What up, though?
Yo, Digga Jane in here, man. What's good, boo?
What's happening, homie?
What's going down? Yo, I think everybody else is already, like, you know what I'm saying, went into it, how it really sounded, man, and with the critiques. And so we're just going to go ahead and just kill it.
Okay.
And go on to the next call.
All right. 770-232, Illa Kill.
Hey, the beat was kind of hot, though, man. That hook stupid. I spaz out on fuck niggas all day.
So you illing it?
I'm illing that shit.
All right. 239.
Yo, this is 180. This your boy from 100 Round Drum, man. What's up, Blizzin', dog?
What's happening, homie, man? What's happening with 100 Round Drum Radio in the building? What's good with you, homie?
Hey, check it, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, was your boy Future featured on that shit?
No, that wasn't Future.
Man, listen here, man. You already know, dog. I mean, I understand what you. We done already talked about the ATL deep sound, and when they feel something jumping, they jump on it. But that damn man, come on, man. You gotta kill that shit, man. That nigga trying Future with that shit, man.
That's also a radio host. I'll take two more calls because they had their hand raised, but pretty much unrecoupable at this point. 678-848. Illa Kill.
Man, I gotta kill that, man. It was no lyrical content. And plus, you know, it's all about originality, man. No bandwagon shit. You know what I'm saying? What it is.
If you're an artist and I come to your phone line, please let me know who you are so I can make sure I get your song loaded up next on deck. Last call, 770-232. Illa Kill. Oh, I think I already took them already. I did, my bad. All right, so anyway, by vote of 8-3. So show Rachi, homie, you didn't make it. But send me some more music in. You can always send more music into the show. You know what I'm saying? And we'll try to get you back on here. We try to get people who get killed on the show. We try and get them to resubmit songs all the time. There's a couple of artists in rotation right now who sent something in and they got killed the first go around. Then, you know, somebody sent it back, you know, back in. Or sent. We can't send that same song back in, but you can send another song in and then they made it. All right. So so far we got one L for Futuristic Kid. Shorachi got killed. Next. All right. Remember, if you are if you're an artist and you on the phone lines, please let me know that you're on the phone lines. All right. All right. Let me know that you're on the phone lines so I can go ahead and get your song voted on. All right. Let me see who's checking in here on Twitter real quick. Let me see. All right. We'll go with Sip to Clean. All right. Sip to Clean. Name of this joint is called Uh-Oh. These guys been hitting me up on Twitter. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. This is Sip to Clean. Name of this joint is called Uh-Oh. Right here on K1's Internet Radio. You guys let me know, is it ill or kill? All right. Let's get it.
Boy, Mike G, man. You know what it is. I can buy anything I want. I can buy anything I need. Spend money like a broken tree.
Like ain't no need to hold it. Hating niggas, they get stepped on like a doormat. All my niggas got stacks, all my niggas got racks. Big money, rubber bands got a whole lot. You would think it was a fan the way I blow that. But it's cool, I'ma get it right back. Bitches love it, niggas hating, that's just how we live. On the rise, like elevator, that's just how I chill. Oh, why are we here? You know the theme song. So it's safe to say, bitch, you know the team, we getting it, karate, how we kicking it. Expensive shit, the only thing you gon' see me in. Who shit at? Who it is? That's the kick, some of the shit. They gon' be like, uh-oh, when they hit it.
That's the number dial to the show. That was Sip Too Clean. Sip Too Clean. Name of that joint was Uh-Oh. We'll start back up again. No, we'll start at the bottom this time, all right? We'll start at the bottom. 678-848. Ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill? That's one. 404-835. Ill or kill for Sip Too Clean?
Yeah, man. It's Omega R, you know what I'm saying? One half for real, Dick and Jane. I'm going to go ahead and ill that, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Sip, you know what I'm saying? Me and that nigga Sir together, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? He got my vote all day. Sip, what up? All
right. 317, bro.
Okay. Please
ill or kill, Kelsey.
Ah.
I thought the beat was fine. I really couldn't understand a lot of it. It seemed like the mix might have been kind of off. But I guess. I guess. Feel it.
Okay. That was tough. That's cool and cheap. 3-0-6-7-8-9-3-9. It'll kill.
Hey.
Yep.
This is a girl, Princess. I'm happy to say that was some Shawty Low / Manny Fresh type shit. And you have to kill it.
Oh, but you don't like Shawty Low Manny Fresh?
I don't like any artist that sounds like any other artist. Like, that just sounded too much like some Shawty Low type shit. My opinion. Sorry.
Let's see. Okay. Four, 428, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I think I heard some of them lyrics already before. I'm not saying he bit somebody, but it sounds too familiar for me. I don't know, I'm going to have to kill that.
All right. Tough one right here, man. They tough, 3-2. Bless Child, Illa Kill.
Man, I gotta agree with Shorty, man. It sounds too much like Shorty Low, man. It's not original to me, so I'm gonna have to kill it.
Okay, originality is a must tonight. Because it sounded like somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's like right now it's six to three kills, but it's mostly because people are like, it sounded like somebody else. 414-237.
What's good, bro?
What up, though?
I couldn't really get into it. You know what I mean? You know where I'm from, Blizzard Man. You done met, and I won't give my. I say this. The first dude did kind of strike me as Shout Low, but that's not why I'm killing the song. It's like that song sounds dated to me. It sounds dated. It's just on the stunning popping flavor. I mean, I do that a lot of my music too. Don't get me wrong, but it just sounds dated. That's all. To me, the song sounded dated. You know, so that's why I'm killing.
Okay. That's it, man. I mean. As it got killed in a crazy. A lot of people killed it because of originality, though. You know what I'm saying? 100 Round Drum, did you hear that record?
Yeah, I heard it, man. I mean, listen, man, the hook came off a little short and lowest. That's the only thing that came off a little short and lowest. You feel me? And I mean, the nigga was riding and the beat was catchy, dog. But yeah, like the last nigga said, it's dated, dog. That shit, they need to upgrade that shit, man. But you know what I'm saying? Come out another way, you feel me? Say,
all right.
Say it another way, you know what I'm talking about?
All right. So, Sip Too Clean, homie. Got killed. Second casualty of the night. Next up. That was good feedback, though. I was feeling the feedback that people was giving. You know what I mean? About why they killed it. You know what I mean? Do I agree? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because the crazy thing about Illa Kill is it's funny because it all depends on who's on the line, man. Because It's stuff that's way worse than that that gets by. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff that's worse than that that gets by. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, that made it, but that didn't make it. So I be struggling sometimes with the people on the phone lines. Like, you killed this, but you like this? I don't know. The voting be all over the place, but that's what makes this show interesting. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next one, man. But Sip to Clean, send me something else again, homie. All right. Next up, we got Teddy Axel the Boss. This is Teddy Axel the Boss. These guys are checking in now. Teddy Axel the Boss, Young Euro is checking in. We got some R&B too. All right, Marcus Allen. All right, and we have a brand new UK artist. I'm telling you, this is my fifth UK artist. All right, Reese from the UK. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and do this. Teddy Axel the Boss. Name of this joint is called. Let me see where is this at? Oh, RNS. I guess that's real nigga shit. Real nigga syndrome. It's gonna be real RNS. It's gonna be real nigga something. I'm gonna see when the hook comes on. This is Teddy Axel the motherfucking Boss. RNS. K1 Engineer Radio. Is it ill or kill? Let me know. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. We'll start at the top. 912, Ill or Kill.
Kill it, man. You gotta kill that shit off rip.
All right. 404-237, Ill or Kill.
Blizzard Mama gonna give it to him because I actually like it. I'm riding with you only if it was mixed, but you know, hey, he can always go back and do that. Originality, you can't go find it if you ain't got it the first time around. But yeah, let's hear that one. I like that one.
All right. Bless y'all. Illa Kill.
Man, I hate to do this, man, because I actually like some of the verses, because he came hard on some of the verses. Once again, it wasn't mixed and mastered. And with top it off to me, there was no energy into it. So I'm about to kill him.
All right. I pretty much ride with that assessment. 404, 428, Illa Kill.
Yep. I'm going to have to kill that. His the hook was straight, the beat was straight, but his slack just wasn't right on the verse. It sounded like he was kind of off beat in some parts.
All right. 678-939, Princess, what's up? Illa Kill.
You know me. I mean, I hate, you know, I have to elaborate, but this is what I do. I listen to music. I manage artists. I've been in the music industry for a long time. This is what I do, listen to music all day. And when something like that, I just want to put the phone down because it was good on some verses and stuff, but... You know, I do this for a living, and I hear stuff that, you know, dubstep beats, stuff like that's more what I feel. I don't like knocking nobody's grind because everybody's out here doing what they do, and it's partial to me. I don't like just saying kill it, but it's just not, it ain't working on a whole lot, so I'm going to have to kill it.
All right. Justin Nicole, Indianapolis checking in. Illa Kill.
I really couldn't understand the hook. I thought his flow was cool and his lyrical content was all right too. But the hook is the meat, and I gotta feel that, and I didn't. So
okay.
I'm gonna have to kill it.
Okay. 404-835, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man. I mean, the song was kind of cool. You know, I mean, the vibe was there, but then it just didn't, it fizzled out somewhere. So, you know what I mean? And then also on top of that, the mix thing, you got that playing a part. So, you know what I mean, just going to go ahead and kill it, man. But I see what it was doing. I see what they was trying to do with it, though.
Song has potential, I would say, too, but got to get that mix tight. Song does have potential, though. 678-751, Illa Kill.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, big folks checking in, man. What's up, Blizzle?
What's happening, homie?
Ain't nothing, man, but I'm kill that guy right there, man.
He always does that. Be like, what's up, homie? Yeah, yeah, but I'm going to kill that nigga, though. Every time he comes on the fucking shows, I swear to God.
He ain't got no kill.
74. Face.
What up?
What up? Illa Kill.
I got Sasha G on the line, too. You know you got to say what's up. Kill it.
Hey, what's up? 100 round drum. What up, homie?
Hey, man, straight up, man. Like the nigga was too wordy, dog. It's like he was trying to put too many motherfucking words in those verses, dog. If he cleared up a little bit, man, maybe I have something. And like you said, the mix was garbage. The shit got to be listened. These radio stations, man, these internet radios, especially. They compress the hell out of y'all shit, man. Y'all, so y'all got to mix the fuck out of them damn songs, man. Or it ain't going to sound right, you feel me? So you got to really put your effort into them fucking mixes, dog, because your shit going to get compressed. They going to slam your shit, you feel me? If y'all know what I'm saying. So,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes, that's why just not, if it's not mastered, it's really going to be just, it ain't going to go out good for you, homie.
They going to slam it, man. They going to slam it.
It ain't going to go out good for you. All right, one last one. Now, last one. 954. Illa Kill.
Yo.
What up, though?
Hello?
What up?
Yeah, I wanted to say that's some down south shit right there, you know, and I'm feeling it. By the way, this is J Nut checking in. I did submit a track for y'all featuring Rip the Ripper. It's called Me and My Dogs. But as far as this track that y'all just played, that shit was a little too gritty. I was feeling the flow, but as far as the all-around production and quality of it, I got to kill it, man.
All right. J-Nuts, I got you on. I got you after this particular song since you checked in, all right?
I bet that up.
All right, stand by. First R&B song of the night. First R&B song of the night. And I think it's R&B. I don't know, but I think it's R&B. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I'm pretty I'm kind of like going, oh, I got to get that TRE in, though. Oh, no, I forgot about TRE. Okay, I got this R&B joint, then TRE, because they've been hitting me up, and then J-Nuts, all right, in that order. All right, J-Nuts, so you after two songs in front of you, and then after that, I'll get Young Euro and Reese, the UK artist. And then from that on, I get Eddie Montana. I got enough time to get Eddie Montana in here, too, all right? All right, so first up, Marcus Allen. Name of this joint is called Half a Man, all right? And I want to get this one reviewed. I think this is R&B, too, you know what I'm saying? They hit me up. But also because it's R&B, too, we try to get the R&B in here so we can get more of it on in rotation. So this is the first R&B joint tonight. You guys let me know whether or not it's ill. Should it be killed? Welcome to K1G Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the artists. Let's get it. That's the number dial to the show. I would let some songs play a little longer, but, you know, we got to keep the show moving. We only got a certain amount of time and so many artists sending in music. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That was Marcus Allen, Half a Man. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's popping with the people, all right? We'll start at the bottom this time. 100 Round Drum.
Hey, yeah, you know what, man? That shit was half decent, dog. Nice little mix. Nigga, the nigga tone straight. I ain't hear no funny ass pitching off or nothing like that. I fuck with that, man. You can hear that.
All right. Faith, Tasha, Illa Kill.
We gonna ill that. We were waiting for a climax. It got kind of dull after a while, but he straight. Ill.
Okay. You know, it's actually like another whole minute of that song, too. It's like another 4 minutes.
Oh,
it's,
Lord, no. Oh, yeah. I cut that off. Oh. I'd have skipped. He would have kept going like that. He got my cone after a while.
Right.
He can't do no more of that. He needs some runs or holler at me or something.
Right. But you're giving it an ill, right?
Yes, definitely. He has potential.
Okay. It might have been a breakdown within the next couple of seconds, but I had to cut it off. So, all right, but that's an ill. It might have been. I don't know, but I had to cut off at 3 minutes top on the show. 404-835, Illa Kill.
If you ain't climaxed after 3 minutes, you good on that. Right?
Climax?
3 minutes, that's all over with.
404-835, Illa Kill.
Yo, we gon' we don't motherfucking ill that shit, man. That shit was cool, man. I fucks with it. Fucks with it. Yo, you still got us on deck, bro?
Yep. Who this?
Dick and Jane, baby.
Oh, no. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do an Illa Kill on y'all joint? I told y'all, I mean, y'all don't got to go through Illa Kill. Y'all already in rotation.
Oh, wow. Well, we still want to hear what the people think, though.
Okay. Well, you know I got to get the new people before y'all, though.
Let's do that.
All right. Stand by. Got an R&B artist on the line. Kelsey Nicole, what you think, baby? Illa Kill.
I like that. I like it a lot. Illa.
All right. Fellow R&B diva herself. 678-939, Princess Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and ill that. It reminds me of a few other artists, but I fuck with it though. And I have to get off the phone. I just want to tell you I love your show and shit. Wish I could, but I gotta go to a meeting. I tried to stay in as long as I could, but I will be back. And go ahead and ill that.
All right, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. 448, Illa Kill.
It's cool. Ill that.
Ill that. 856, let's shout, Illa Kill.
It was a nice little touch, man, but if you get the right rapper on there, man, that really blow the roof off on that song right there. But it was a cool song, man, from my Illa.
All right. He wants a rapper feature on it, okay. 912, Illa Kill.
I have to ill that. I like that.
You like that?
It was original, it was clear. I could understand what he was saying, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him on that. Yeah, I have to ill that.
All right. That's 10 votes. 10 across the board. Shouts out to Marcus Allen. He's on the subway. All the way ill. That doesn't happen often on the show. All right, next up. The homie T.R.E. Name of this joint is called My Homeboy's Couch. All right, and then we'll get to that J Nix. That's the name of it. We'll get it. But we're gonna do this. This T.R.E. Trey. I think it's Trey. Name of this joint is called Homeboy's Couch. You understand? And this is the artist that hit me up and actually met this artist at the ATL Record Pool. You feel me? That's where I met him at this past week, and it was a really big event. And he rocked this particular song on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I got this, and then I got the J Net joint next. All right, and then we'll go to we've got Eddie Montana, and we also got Major Lyric Reese, which is a UK artist. Those are the only people that's checked in. If anybody else checks in between then, you know, in the next couple of minutes, which is it's 9 o'clock now, so they really start checking in right about now. We'll go ahead and get them on. But right here, name of this joint is called Homeboy's Couch. My Homeboy's Couch. It's Trey.
Cannon. Shot my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shot to Jarvis, Kip Catonio, Big Pat, what up? Shot to Cuzzo,
Cannon,
Ted, Wayne Perry, what up? Polo, hold your head. Shot to Timex.
The only thing I own is up in boxes and them trash bags. Got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank tops, sweatpants, shirts, and denim. It's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your hall closet. And off tops, I appreciate it. Staying at your spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say I ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather, I just need to stack some cheddar. But till then, hey listen dawg, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, just let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living. Soon. Damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go. Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here. I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch. Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch. Just let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch. I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch. Can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch. I'm waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. Cause we starting to irritate each other, beefing over small shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the storage with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy. Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place.
I know that mastering can be better. But if that ain't the if that word or them words wasn't the trillest shit ever, fuck you. That's my opinion. We'll start at the top. Bless child, ill or kill, homie.
Man, that's like wow. That's some real shit right there, man. I gotta get homie props on that shit right there. That's some deep, real deep shit right there, man. So I'm gonna have to ill that.
I mean, I'm not trying to influence the votes, you understand. Now I mean I wish that mastering was better so I can really, you know what I mean? Really, really, really pump it up. If I don't, I can hear it. It'll distort. But I like what he's saying though.
The master.
I know a million niggas hasn't been through that. And he ain't talking about the trap. This nigga talking about pussy. This nigga talking about when you fucked up and got to sleep in your pot in the couch, nigga. Fuck you mean? Anyway, next caller. 404-428. Ill or kill. 404-428. Uh-oh, what happened to 4442? 678-939. Okay. -317, ill or kill?
Oh, my God. That was damn near beautiful. I salute him. If he wrote that, that was wow. That was wow. I loved it. What was his name again?
Trey.
Yeah. Trey. I'm illing that all day. Me like it.
All right. 678-939.
I think I'll go for one more thing. Anyway, I'll say go ahead and ill it. I was kind of biased, but I'll say go ahead and ill it.
Okay. 404-835, ill or kill.
Yo, man, I want to ill that shit, man, because for real, I can't even go into how for real, homeboy did that, man. For real, though, I came up out my shirt during the song, man. I started doing push-ups, nigga, on some jail shit, like real talk.
Yo,
like, real talk, shit took me there, homie.
Yo, that was the only artist I went up to and, like, made sure that I got their card, they got my card and sent me that music at the record pool, because it sounds, I don't know, maybe it's because internet radio, I'm going to ask to talk to his manager and be like, yo, can you get that, like, mastered, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what he's saying in that shit, oh, man, I was like, oh, my God, this nigga just snapped. I never had it, but I've had niggas sleep on my couch, and I noticed what that nigga was thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I've had my niggas sleep on my couch, though. I ain't never had to sleep, well, no, actually, I slept on my brother's couch for about 6 months when me and my ex broke up. For like 6 months. It wasn't because I couldn't afford my place. I was just trying to get my own shit established and get myself together. But that was my brother. You know, when it's your brother, you don't feel that uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know.
My mom kicked me out. I slept on my cousin's couch. But then again, that was my cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's,
it's not the same thing when it ain't your family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's even deeper, though.
Right. You know what I mean? That's even deeper when it's your homeboy couch. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Face, ill or kill?
We are ill in it. Can we get two? Because... we was feeling
that,
like,
ill. All right. Two ills. Both y'all on the phone. I'll give y'all two. That's two ills. It ain't got kids.
All right. That's what's up.
What did
he say? We got two.
Y'all got two. 100 round drum. Ill or kill, homie?
Hey, strictly on the originality and the relatability, dog, you got to hear that one, dog. You feel me? Because he hitting everybody with that shit, dog. Trust me.
Absolutely. 954-588. Ill or kill?
Man, that is a must ill right there. This J Nut checking in again. I know you were about to spin our shit, but that right there was a must ill because I've been that dude sleeping on my homeboy's couch while I'm trying to get my shit together. And to be real, I listen to it and I feel that man struggle through his words. You know, I relate to it. So that's a must ill. All
right. Yo, the homie J Nuts that he's fucking with. Let me see, 251-518, ill or kill.
Yo, what's up, man? It's 251, man, checking in, man. But I'm going to have the ill level, man. I feel that, you know what I'm saying? That day ain't home right there with that one, man.
Absolutely, bro. 251, I got you after J Nut, all right, since y'all on the phone line. All right?
Oh, good. Appreciate it.
All right, homie. Who was next? 404-552, ill or kill.
I'm an ill. That was real.
All right. Who this?
It's J-Mar.
J-Mar. All right.
Yeah.
I got some of your music, don't I? J-Mar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Getting Money. That's the name of it, ain't it?
Yeah, Getting Money.
All right. You'll be after 251, all right?
All right, cool.
All right. 404. Last one. I'm going to go to the next song. 404-645. Ill or kill?
That shit hot. Ill.
Ill. All right. You an artist?
Hey, this is
Tino
D'Amigo, man. Check me out. Put me on stand tonight.
Who is it now?
Tino D'Amigo.
Tino D'Amigo. You send me some music?
T-Dub. It's T-Dub.
Oh, D-Dub. Okay.
T-Dub.
All right. T-Dub.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. T-Dub, right?
Yeah.
All right. Stand by. All right. 347-934-0966. Next up. We got J Nut, then 251, J Mar, and we also got Reese. All right. First off, we'll start it with J Nut. Name of this joint is called Me and My Dogs. Me and My Dogs, right here, K1 Generic Radio. Is it ill? Should be killed.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Oh, yeah. All right. What up, real? Let go. What? The Ripper. J Nutter. Rip. The voice of my street. Yeah, tell him, man. What?
Me and my dogs rolling, no carpool. Me and my dogs starving, just like the sharks do. Me and my dogs hungry, I guess you shark food. Me and my dogs serving, we sell it hard too. Anybody need product, they better holler fast. The way I'm
I'm hustling, I'm sure to get them dollar sass. I got that straight drop flow to make them holler back. I'm on that leader tip, never see me follow cat. Me, I sip the bottle fast, cause I might not see tomorrow. Plotting on a lot of cash, Chico fill you up with hollow. Plenty cars, I'ma crash, I'ma keep on buying autos. What goes around comes around, now do you get the motto? Black cheese, Maxi Movados, dark boys on El Dorado. Primos and Monte Carlos, move away off through Key Largo. Cut it up with baking soda, send that brick up to Chicago. Represent just like a soldier, say something, here I go. Me and my dogs rolling, no carpool. Me and my dogs starving, just like the sharks do. Me and my dogs hungry, I get you sharp food. Me and my dogs serving, we selling hard too.
Mentioning my name, it's Danger Man. Got tasers, grenades, and serrated razor blades. Laser rays directing where the cage is sprayed. You ain't got lines, you ain't got the cable paid. And you ain't got no able age. You're pussy. And you're just a bunch of mangy strays. This couldn't be sicker if it was sprayed with AIDS. Don't wanna get wet up, then behave a babe. I'm engaged right now, you can't cage the rage. You can play if you want, but there's no way to save. So if you die, it's finito, end of game. No matter how hard you try, it's gonna end the same. We contractors, use tools to bend your frame. And fuck a finger to your family, we gon' send the brain.
Oh, I wasn't even ready for it to be that short. They caught me off guard. All right. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the phone lines. Illa Kill for that joint right there. We'll start at the top this time. Bless y'all. Illa Kill.
Only thing I hate was the let go. You feel me? I'm getting sick of hearing that shit. Let go. That's it. That word right there irritates me. But
okay.
On top of that, the song was good. The song was good, man. I like the lyrics. I like how you spit it, man. I like the hook, man. So I'm an illa. I just take the Lego.
Okay. That's one ill. Indianapolis, Kelsey Nicole, Illa Kill.
Ill.
Ill. 404-835, Illa Kill.
Yo, I'm on illa, man. It had the energy, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling it. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, you know, I don't think it was like the best song in the world, but for real, it had enough to get me, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Okay. I like everything but the mix on it, but that's me. 404, Faith, Illa Kill.
Face. Damn, Tosh, you were supposed to. Yeah, we killing it. It's fine. There was like some bird noise or something dude was making in the background on the track for a minute. But
I heard that too. I was like, what is that?
I don't know if I'm feeling it or not yet. I'm still, I don't know.
So, Illa Kill, which
like,
one?
Like, come on, who was that? I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Illa, go ahead, give it to him.
Okay. Those two tonight. I swear, man. 251. Illa Kill.
Man, I'm going to have to kill that, man.
All right. All right, stand by. 404-552, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm an illa, man. Homie went in, man. It's like some real street shit I like. I'm fucking with him.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 5-1. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5-1. 5-1, 404-645, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
Five two. 678-751. Illa Kill.
Yeah, man. Man, had a little phone malfunction, but I'm gonna hear that thing cause of the fervor, man. Brushing out. He did a little thing. I don't know what hear that second nigga was doing. But I'm gonna hear it though.
All right. It's probably cause you couldn't understand the second one because he was lower in the mix than the first person. Right?
Yeah,
the mix needs
to be
fixed on that particular record. Absolutely. That's
yeah.
The mix has to be addressed on that. It won't get played as much in rotation because of that mix, even if it gets ill. It'll get played, but not as much because it's a distinct disparity in what the first verse sounds like than the second one. I think the second guy did his thing. Yeah, the second guy. Yeah, the second guy flowed. It's just that the first guy was so much louder. It was like a whole nother vibe of the song. So that threw me off right there. So, you know. 100 round drum, Illa Kill, homie.
Man,
Dog, I heard that beat before, dog. Straight up. I heard the beat before. I think it's a big dog that got that beat. And I got to say, I'm going to kill it, dog, because I heard that beat before, dog. I'm killing you. I heard that fucking beat before. And these niggas got to start listening, man. Y'all niggas got to start taking this shit. See, it ain't no more underground music no more, man. The internet that made it to where a bunch of motherfuckers can hear your shit. You feel me? It ain't no more underground, so you got to take that music shit serious, dog. Don't be downloading motherfuckers' beat, dog. I heard that beat before, dog. I'm killing you. So kill it.
We got to investigate. Of course, you know, rules of the road here at K1 Engineer Radio. We do not play jack beats. If that's a jack beat off a major artist, can't get played on the show. That's not what this show is about. You're going to spend your money and buy some beats like the rest of them, or we're not going to play it. We'll investigate that, but it did get more ills than kills. But, J-Nut, if that's an industry beat, homie, J-Nut, if that's an industry beat, no go. No go. You go by beat. You go by beat. All right, next up. 251. 251. That's the name. 251. That's the name of the group. 251. The name of the joint is, hold on a second. Let me see. Let me get right here. Oh, Cruising. 251. Name of this joint is Cruising. Then we got J-Mar. Hope these guys are on the line to vote. You know what I mean? J-Mar 251. Hope you guys are on the line to vote. And then I got to get that UK artist in. Also, Eddie. What's his name? Eddie Montaigne. Well, I got 40 minutes, man. I should be able to pull this off. No problem. All right, 251. Cruising. Ill or Kill.
Rowdy when I pull up, it's something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy.
Sit up, sit up, sit up.
He ain't nothing like me, me, me.
So we can do the whole.
Cruise around the city till the sun falls. But when it comes up, that's when I'm taking off. I let your nigga do the cuff and I just break y'all. Hit knock that push side the park, home run ball. Now we can ride the inner city or the outer skirts. Chevy got navigation, we can cruise around the earth. So as the top falls back, you can count the stars. And we can take it where you wanna, baby. Pluto. More. Let me show you what the atmosphere like. Come on and ride with me since you say your man can't get right at. And she say you can't do it like me. No way, you give it to an average while I break her back.
Tell me when I pull up, something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy.
Fit up, fit up, fit up.
He ain't nothing like me, me, me.
So we can cruise the whole.
Fit up, fit up, fit up.
You need a new man, cause honestly yeah. Your life will change. By no comparing that, he got you in the house of pain. I'm on some more shit, engagement band, wedding ring. It's me and you day, so tell your dude the touche. See, I'm smoother than rim and straight, but yet I'm cut against the grain. But my heart is open when I'm with you, boo. Feel my pain, and I make it happen like it's corner magic. David Blaine, see what goes around, comes around, you know, boomerang. Francisco to the Keys, we can even go overseas. And I'm like, why not? Let's take the yacht and feel the sea breeze. Can do the Red Lobster or a corner spot in CC. I'm down to do whatever you please, let's go.
Tell me when I pull up, it's something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy.
Fit up, fit up, fit up.
He ain't nothing like me, me, me.
Well, we can cruise the whole.
Fit up, fit up, fit up, fit up, fit up. Cause we can cruise the whole.
Shout it, let your girls walk home. We cruising out to the party and take you to the places that you never knew existed. And now you're staying late like a nigga holding detention. Damn.
when it's the view about the window and have your mind blown like.
All right, reach a 3-minute cutoff, though. Me personally, though. But of course, it doesn't matter what Blizzard thinks. Matters what the people think. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start at the bottom this time. 100 round drum, Illa Kill, homie.
Hey, that second nigga was riding the fight out of that motherfucking shit, man. Hey, go in and ear that, man. That shit ain't bad, man. That shit original, dog. Straight up.
I fucks with 251. My personal choice, man. I like it, you know. Let's see what the people think, though. That's one, Ill. 678-435, Illa Kill.
Yo, man, I'm a ear that one, man. I'm loving that joint, man.
All right, Ill. 954, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm going to ill that. Just letting you know, this J-Nut checking in one more time. And I will publicly state that was an industry beat. It was off the Lil Wayne Carter 4. So whoever didn't know that was an industry beat, you ain't listening to music or the radio, period.
That last track he just played,
that was ill. That was ill. I'll ill that.
I don't. I got my own show. Fuck him. So I didn't know it was. But send me something else original. Can't play it on the show. Not going to happen. Thanks for fessing up, though. Appreciate it. 678-751. You're a kill.
Yeah, man. Big folk gives that stamp of approval, man. You got to hear that.
All right. 404. 645. You're a kill.
Shit. I don't know. The delivery on the first was like, so strong. I'm
going to
kill
this. All right. I'm kill. All right. 5-1. 4-4. 5-5-2. Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm an Izzy, man. You know, this J-Mar, man. At home, you with A1. I like it. And I like whoever was singing on the hook, man. Keep the game up.
All right. Of course, we know what 251 is going to say. Illa Kill. 251?
Yo.
What up, though? Illa Kill. Nigga, you're your own shit.
Oh, man. Yo, no, that's my own shit, man. So you know I'm going to kill that.
Ill. It's not kill. Ill.
Not ill. Yeah, ill. You know what I mean.
Let's see what the ladies think. Faith, Tasha, Illa Kill.
Ill. I liked it.
All right. Ill.
The ill in it. Ill.
All right. 44835. Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, I'm an illa, man. It had a cool vibe to it, man. I can hear it being played in the club and saying pop some champagne or something, too.
All right. Two more. Kelsey Nicole, Illa Kill.
I agree. The vocals on the hook was kind of bad, but it was catchy. I'm still singing. And we can cruise the whole city, that thing. So I will ill it.
Then it's done its job. Last one, Bless Child, Illa Kill.
Now I like the wordplay on it, man. I like the wordplay, man, especially the second verse, man. So I'm Illa.
All right, there you have it. They made it onto the subway. Shout out to 251. All right, next up, J-Mar, then we got Reese representing the UK. Going to check in after that. Well, I'd like to hear what the UK artist is doing. So far, all the UK artists who stuff I played, it never gets, it hasn't, not one UK artist has got killed. Fourth Kind, Metis, Charlotte Renee, this will be Reese, the other guy, forgot his name, the other kid. He's a UK artist too. It did get ill. I don't play it as much though, but it did get ill. So we're gonna see what the UK is bringing this time. But first up, next up right here, we got J-Mar. All right. Let's see. The name of this joint is. Give me a second right here. Let me find this. Let me see. Hold on a second. The name of this joint. Whoa. Where's the J-Mar joint? Oh yeah, Getting Money. J-Mar, Getting Money. Right here, okay, well, another song with money in it. Money. I just want to let you guys know, I got approximately 27 songs with the word money in it. That's not a lot, considering I got like close to 400 songs, but the only other word to use more than money in rap is nothing. J-Mar, getting money.
I be getting money,
that's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. That was J-Mar, name of that joint, Getting Money. I find myself actually with the songs with the money. Like sometimes it's like I can't even play certain songs because I've already played like three songs with the word money in it. And sometimes that actually stops me from rotating the song in. You know what I mean? I got seven songs that just the name of it is money. Like the name of the show is money. Like I got seven artist who got songs in, but if they're in rotation, I mean, if it gets to rotation, it'll get played. But sometimes I can't play, like, if I play a song called Money on that show, then I may like both of them, but I only play the song called Money, so I won't play the other song called Money because I just play the song called Money. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, let's go to the phone line 347-934-0966. J-Mar, we start at the top. Bless Child, Illa Kill for Money, for Getting Money. J-Mar,
I'm gonna put it like this. You got a song called Getting Money, man. You got a song called Get Money, pay that producer that money to get your level right. The level, the mess was all wrong on that. You hear more music than you hear the verses. So you get money, give it to the real producers that can make it happen for you. Because right there, they ain't make it happen for you, man. Because the music overrides the verses.
Okay.
So on that note, I'm going to kill it.
So he was coming to that assumption at some point. Kelsey Nicole, Illa Kill.
I'm tired. Kill it.
Are you killing it because you're tired? What did you just?
I'm killing it because I'm tired of everybody getting money, getting money, getting money. I'm tired of the money thing. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Okay, 404-835, Illa Kill.
I don't know. I'm kind of pressed up against the walls on this. I mean, I feel everybody with the you know what I'm saying, the repetitive thing with the getting money thing, because we kind of being overdone. But I mean, I jam Gucci a lot, you know what I'm saying. So that's one of my secret sins myself. I listen to a lot of that Moe Atlanta shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, for you to jam Gucci.
I'm sorry, because I'm saying, I mean, I fucks with it. I be fucking with that trap shit. So, I mean, you know what? On that level alone, I'm just going to end it, man.
Right. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying I wouldn't ill the song. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't like the song. I'm just saying that, I was just pointing out that it's like, I got to, if you were in my position, is what I'm saying. If you were sitting in my seat, then you can't, you don't realize it because you're not sitting where I'm sitting. But I'm just speaking from what's going on, from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling y'all, it's like, I get at least, like every time I do an Illa Kill, I'm gonna have a song with talking about money in it. I don't give a fuck.
I believe, I know it.
There is no way I can do an Illa Kill with like one song talking about money in it. It's impossible. It's not happened since I started doing it. It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna have somebody gonna make the same song with the word money in it. I guarantee it. I bet $100. I know I'm gonna win every time. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not saying that the song is, I don't like the song. I was just saying it about the getting money thing. That's all. But if you like it, you like it. Yeah, if you like the record. You like the record, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I was just pointing it out because I've got so many. If you were just sitting here looking at my switchboard and looking at my files, you'd be like, damn, a lot of songs with called money. You know what I'm saying? With getting money, I got money, 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 money.
Money all day.
Right. Yeah, money. You got a zillion ways, a zillion songs. Name that. All right, stand by. 404, Face, Tasha, Illa Kill.
You know, I feel bad. I kind of zoned out. It didn't keep my attention, so I don't even know what he said. It's gonna forget money. So, Tasha, you got something? I got nothing.
I said kill it. I mean, it didn't keep my attention.
Okay. 3-1. 3-1. Let's see. 678-751. It'll kill.
Yeah, man. I feel with Kelson Cole coming from, but at the same time, I got a song, 20 Bands. But, I mean, you can't let that with your whole mixtape or everything you rap about be about it. At least have other topics, touch on song. But everybody going to have that one song where they talking about money. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an illy. Me personally, I'm feeling it, so I'm an illy.
Yeah, you. I mean, if you feel it personally, that's what, I mean, if you ride around listening to, you know, that shit all day, then you, and if you like it, you do. I'm just saying. I was just telling you from this perspective, like, literally, as somebody that plays music and breaks music, I'm telling you, it'll stop me from playing certain songs because I've just played 4 fucking niggas today talking about money. I'm not going to play another one. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel when you're coming from, you know, like I said, you got 20 bands in rotation, so, I mean, that's a song about money. Then you got 3 other niggas with songs about money, you feel
right.
me? Just
can't do it.
But I just hope, bro, that's not all he talks about. You know,
right.
I hope he got other things that he touching topics on. But me personally,
I'm pretty sure
I'm
he do.
With it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he do. I'm pretty sure the art. This is not an indictment on the artist at all, because I'm pretty sure he has another song talking about something else. It's just that artists tend to submit that song to shows and DJs all the time, is what I'm saying.
You feel me?
That song they always pick send me, is what I'm saying. I know people who see other songs that's got other songs, but they always seem the first one to send me the song about money first. For some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, it's hard. Like I said, I'm an illit. Me personally, I'm fucking with it. You feel me? Getting
right.
money, whatever it is. Everybody got that one money song. His was a hit to me, so yeah, that guy.
All right. 3-2. 614-592. Illa Kill.
Hello.
You what up, though?
This is Billy Red. I'm calling from the deep down south. Listen to me. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but what I'm trying to say is I'm getting tired of these damn niggas talking about.
So I got a prank call on the show. 404-951. It happens like, it probably happens like once every 6 months I get prank called. 404-951, Illa Kill. 404-951. Okay. 100-round drum, Illa Kill.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, y'all, hey, that prank caller shit, man, that's tight, man. That shit had me laughing, dog. I said, you need to record that shit and replay that shit, man. You feel me? But yeah. Check it, though. I'm a killer, man, on the level, dog, straight up. Like, I'm gonna give y'all folks an insight, man, because I got a show on this particular platform right here. Your shit, they let that booming shit come through. You feel me? All your bass gonna come through. So tell your motherfucker, your engineer, whoever mixing your shit, that he can touch down on the bass, cause that bass gonna drown that motherfucking in your vocals out all the time, every time. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And another thing, man, your boy, man, who snuck that motherfucking industry beat in, dog? Is he joking or what is he doing, man? I mean, was that a joke? What was you trying to do, dog? You can't slide that past me, dog, because my show, 100 Round Joe, hey, we play underground shit with motherfucking industry shit, because how we see it, our philosophy is, it ain't no motherfucking barrier no more, so we run your shit right behind the Rick Ross, right behind the Lil Wayne, you feel me?
Right.
So you can't squeeze that past me, dog. Straight up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a killer on the level, dog.
Okay, you killing the level. Yeah, the other caller with the song, I'm like, yeah, I didn't recognize it, but I'm not. First of all, I'm not a Wayne fan, so I'm not a Wayne listener. I don't really listen to Wayne like that. You feel me? I mean, not that I think he's garbage. He's actually all right, but I just never really got into him to the point where I listen to. So if that's not a single, I probably won't hear it from Wayne, and I don't listen to a lot of FM radio. So if it's not the single, the main song they pushing, I'm not gonna recognize it because I don't buy his music and listen to the whole thing like that, because I'm not a Wayne fan like that. He's not one of the artists that I really follow like that. So it's, you can slip something like that by me. That's why I got people like 100 Round Drum.
All day.
Point is, you got caught, nigga. Next up, 44514, Illa Kill.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Fortune 500, man. I think I'm ill of that. Like you said, everybody got, you know, money song, but, you know, shit, it might be like a little something they pushing, but it might not be a thing. It might be like, you know, just a little club lane that you want to put out.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing wrong with having a money song. I was just pointing it out, just for conversation for the show. Cause I don't think people realize it that's making music. But when you play music, it's something that I'm letting artists know to consider and think about, because I know I'm not the only person that goes through that. You know what I mean? And if I'm in the club or something like that right there, maybe so, but this is internet radio. So when you listen to my show, when you listen to my Subway episodes, you know I'm about diversity. So if you got a song called Money, you send it to me, it can be a tight song, but if I got four other tight songs called Money, I'm just going to pick one of you niggas every other four times. You know what I'm saying? And then
I'm
going to talk about his homeboy's couch and breaking up with his girlfriend and whatever the fuck else, and I'm going to pick one of them. You know what I mean? Like somebody who's talking about something totally, that guy's going to get played more than you competing with 30 other niggas talking about money. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I go to the club a lot, so I guess I was in a little vision. I could hear it in the club, man. I know I'm going to hear it, but, you know.
Yeah, I think the song could be played in the club.
Yeah,
you can play that in the club, but it's not that I think the song is whack. It's just that I was making that point because this is, you know, we're internet
Everybody
radio.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
All right, stand by. Let's see. 44835.
You.
What up, though? Illa Kill. Did I do you already?
Yeah, man, I already illed that.
Oh, my bad. 44552, Illa Kill.
Yo, I'm an illit. You know, my song, I feel what everybody's talking about, though, you feel me, but... You know, I like to say stay tuned, man. I got some more hot shit for y'all, man. That just, like you said, nigga got 1,000 songs, but they just choosing that money song, you know what I'm saying? But it was really the last minute thing for me, but I got some new shit for y'all, especially for the ladies. So y'all just tune in next week, hopefully. And then y'all
see
what I'm really with.
All right. It's the 4-3, it's four kills, I mean, 5 kills, 4 ills, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's close, but send me something else. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, me personally, I actually thought the song was cool. It's just, it's not that I feel like the song was garbage. If I had to vote, if I could vote, then I would vote, and then it would be a tie. You know what I'm saying? We only had 9 callers on that particular one, and then we had the 1 prank caller, so. Well, nothing I can do about that. But, it's 5-4, 5 kills, 4 ills, but I still feel like, you know, I think the song is tight. It's just the fact that even if it would have got illed, I'm just telling you as an artist, if it would have got illed, I still would have. I have to choose every show. I have to choose certain money. I have to choose. Okay, well, which money songs I'm gonna play? You feel what I'm saying? Whereas I got other songs, I'll be like, I'm gonna play this, this, and this. Then it's like I got like 20 something money songs, and I'd be like, okay, well, which money song I'm gonna play? Which 2 money songs? I'm only gonna play 2 money songs every episode. You know what I'm saying? For Subway. So that's two artists that's got the same, that's talking about the same thing, and I go through and I look at them and I say, okay, well, which two money songs, which guys I want to, which money song ain't played in a minute? As far as, whereas other artists are getting played more because they ain't even talking about that same thing, they ain't even in that lane, and so that gives it the diversity that I like the show to have. So it's just, and I'm not actually the only person that does that or thinks like that. It's other people who I know who have shows, I know DJs who be like that, who are like, I'm only gonna play that shit like certain amount of times, and then I'm gonna switch it up and play some other shit. Unless they're in the club, if they're in the club, then you know they're gonna play the same shit back to back to back to back. That is a great club song, but for internet radio, I probably wouldn't play it as much. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But the song is, I mean, it's not a bad song. It got killed by one vote, and that's only because some people was actually, yeah, some of the people that killed it was just like, I'm just tired of hearing that, and that's why they killed it. Not that it was back whack. It was just they was tired of hearing it.
I'm about to tell you something else. Anyway, yeah. This is what we looking out for. I'm about to tell you something else, though.
All right.
All right, big homie.
All right, homie. All right, let's see. Oh, I got to get this one in. Hang on the line, all right? 347-934-0966. The name of this artist is... I want to get that black-owned C-Bone in, too. Ooh, that Eddie Montana. What I got? 15 minutes? All right, let me speed it up. All right, this is... this next joint is called... This is Reese, all right? And then, this is a UK artist. The name of this joint is called Miranda. I think, actually, I don't even know if this is R&B or what, man, but the name of the artist is Reese, all right? And the name of the joint is called Miranda. So you guys let me know what you think right here. K100 Radio. Has a twin brother in the UK. Didn't know that. didn't know that. Seriously. But every time I get a song from a UK artist, I already know I'm not going to hear some shit I heard before already. Except when he went Drizzy on me for a second there. Let's start at the bottom. 404-914. Illa Kill.
Hey man, this shit was different. So I say ill, man. Just cause nigga was creative, you know?
Alright. You gotta understand too, house music is big over in the UK, so a lot of the stuff that I get from over there is gonna have that upbeat, that upswing. 678-751, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, I'm an Illa, man. He did something different. It's like besides the whole little Drake flow he had going on, the motherfucker was around. I'm fucking with it.
Alright. 44552, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm an Illa, man. I like it. It was cool.
All right, ill. Lady, Faith. Tasha.
Yeah, ill it. Definitely.
Okay. Ill. 44835, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? Real heavy, man. Like I said, I've been overseas, you know what I'm saying, for a few years, and, yo, it falls on the line of what they're doing over there, man. He's standing out. I fucks with what he's doing. The hot song. I like the hook, especially, you know what I'm saying? But he did get a little Drake-ish, but, I mean, hey, they are heavily influenced by the U.S., so, you know?
All right, true that. Kelsey Nicole, Illa Kill.
I disagree. I feel like we are heavily influenced by them. I hear all kinds of stuff all the time where we be taking and jocking and sampling all that stuff that people over here ain't never heard. But anyway, that shit was cold. I love that hook. It was crazy. The vocalist was the bomb. His flow was great. He did the Drake thing, but he killed it. That was high. I loved it. Yeah.
All right. Last one. Blessed Child. Illa Kill.
No, I like the fact that he went in and let the hook speak itself. But for the other caller talking about we influenced the UK, nah, because Drake stole Kanye West style. Let's keep it real. But other than that, I like the song.
Okay.
Went in.
I don't know if Drake stole Kanye style. What are you talking about? Yeah, I can't with you right now, bitch.
It's gonna be a five minute
conversation. I don't have enough time. It's gonna take 5 minutes for us to clear that up. I can't do it. I can't do it with you now. I can't. It's going to take 5 minutes for us to clear that up and only got 7 minutes left. Stand by. Oh, before we go, though, I guess I might as well, since no one else is on the line. Dick and Jane. They got some songs in rotation already. Shit Ain't the Same, Purple and Strawberry. They don't even have to go through Illa Kill, but they felt like they sent me a new song and they want to go through Illa Kill. So I'm going to end the show with Dick and Jane on a new joint. We got a lot of artists who are subjecting themselves to Illa Kill. But I got a lot of artists who are already in rotation. If you're in rotation, you don't have to go through Illa Kill. You just send me the record. And at that point, I can just decide without it getting voted on whether I want to put it in rotation once you get illed onto the show. And, of course, you know, the rule is you can only have two songs in rotation at the same time. So they sending me this one. So at this point, something's got to go, which I'll probably just keep Shit Ain't the Same and wait in this new joint if it gets illed. But this joint is Dick and Jane, and they always call them to the show and support and vote for Illa Kill. So I'm going to make sure I get that on. I put them in front of some other people because, frankly, they ain't on the phone line anyway. The name of this joint is called Waiting On You. This is Dick and Jane. Y'all let me know, Illa Kill, and we'll end the show with this one.
Dick and Jane, baby. I know it's you, Spidey. I be on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? And I be waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl. It's all about you. Ooh. I'm making rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night. I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh. And I be waiting on you. Now tell me. shout it with the movie.
No need to hide your tears or your fears. No. Them mother hoes ain't here, but like the DJ I premiere. And who gon' see our party if we sit and do it here? And who gon' count our money if we sit and count it here? My dear, you see how they relate. Let's think, let's make a perfect point in time and have these bitches all hate. I'm straight, no need to insinuate. I got my own goal, no need for no digging, hey. I rock my own show. No clothes, I suppose, that's how you really like it. I'm rocking with no hands, so you know that I won't fight it. These hoes so excited, but you not even excited. And he ain't even thinking about you, bitch, I'm body. The magic box between my legs, shit, I really got it. I sent a memo to the bitch, she ain't really got it. Yeah, I could ride it. He raised me like Pilates. I suggest you do the same, for we all do about it.
I know it's you, Spotty Yaddy on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? Ooh, I'm not waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl, it's all about you. Ooh, I'm making rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night, I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh, and I'll be waiting on you. Shout it with the moon.
Now that we are here alone and everybody's gone, let's go like the strong. Poke us a perfect patron, like the semi-automatic. Dude, let's count the shit we own. Just trying to rub your body right, not trying to do you wrong. Just trying to get your mind right before they cut the lights on. Before the group of girls, then they notice that we own. Get up and be flown, smoke that and we gone. Forget a hate of mile running type of shit we own. Let's celebrate your body. I just wanna thank your mother. We'll never need another, cause all we got is each other. Clip to clip, hip to hip, your body on my body. Trip for trip, sip for sip, let's get the party started. Cause we like to party too and do what we do. And you came to party too, so do what you do. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking ho. Bitch, I did 2 rounds and I got more.
I know it's you, Spotty Yaddy on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? Ooh, I'm not waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl, it's all about you. Ooh, I'm making rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night, I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh, and I'll be waiting on you. Let's get started with the movie.
All right, let's go to the phone lines for this last vote. Let's see what the people think. Is it ill or should it be killed? Blessed Child, what up, though? Ill
yeah,
or kill?
Yeah, you know, I fuck with Bonnie and Clyde, man. I fuck with them heavy, man. I love that song, man. So I'm going to ill it.
Bonnie wrote it, I think. She went in. Jane went in. Fuck with it. Kelsey Boy. Nicole, ill or kill?
It was cool. I feel like the hook could have been a little stronger. Kind of looks like it was like dragging along, you know, the middle, mm-hmm. what it didn't climax or, you know, none of that. But it was okay. I like the hook. She should have joined in, made it a little beefier, but it was cool. I'll yell it.
All right. 4-4-5-5-2, ill or kill for that joint.
Elmer ill it, man. It was real diverse. I liked it.
All right. 678-751, ill or kill for that joint.
Dick and motherfucking Jane, man. Every time I hear something, they come with it, man. I got to hear that. Got to. All right.
100 round drum, what you think about it, homie?
Hey, yeah, man, I fuck with Dick and Jane, man. You know, they got to send me that one, man. Go ahead and hear that.
All right. I gotta get with you on your show, man. What days and time though you air?
I usually do it every day, but you know I've been out of town and my other motherfucking partner even on some other shit. So you know what I'm saying, we be back shining probably like tomorrow and shit. We come on like around 10 to okay. 12. You know what I'm saying?
We usually submit it
through 100 Ron John Radio at Gmail, and we usually run that shit. You know what I'm saying? We run it behind whatever that's hot. You know what I'm saying? We do mixtape reviews. We run your whole fucking mixtape and shit, like certain shows and shit, and then we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's an all right show, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I definitely, I got to get with you a minute. I'm going to come on your show. I'm coming as a guest on 100 Radio.
Oh, see, you need to come down south. You need to come down south, Florida, and fuck with me, dog. We got a studio and everything down here, nigga. Straight up. And we do beats, nigga. I ain't yacht with you yet, man, but I'm going to yacht with you. You feel me?
All right, homie. That's what's up. Stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, ladies, Illa Kill.
I'm illing it. Chase is illing it. I like to ride or die shit.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Dick and James.
You.
What up?
Well, the people say they fucking with it, so you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man, we appreciate that. You know what? I'm gonna let James speak on her behalf because, you know what, I was just on the hook, and I'm saying when we did the record, she went in with the joint, and all I could do was just sit back and be like, wow, and I just – It was amazing, but it's a Dick and Jane record, so yo Jane, say do you?
What up, everybody? This is Jane. Yeah, pretty much when the actual song or whatever, that's pretty much how I talk, and that's pretty much how I express myself. So I'm glad everybody's feeling that shit. You know, I got a different point of view of how I feel about my man, but
yeah.
I'm glad everybody's feeling it. That's what's
all right. That's what's up, man. People liked it. I liked it when I heard it. That's why I was like, okay, he emailed you back. I was like, yeah, I'm going to switch it out because I like that one. I like that one. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to switch it out with one of the other songs. I'm going to keep Shit Ain't the Same in there because that's my favorite by y'all. So
a lot of people like
that's
that.
That's not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I wish it wasn't so long because I always have to end up cutting it because it's like 5 fucking minutes long.
I know Cartier's verse. You gotta let him play it so you can hear Cartier's verse on that joint. Cartier's my man's out there representing the Bay Area, Cali. You know what I'm saying? And he smashed that last verse. He murdered that.
Yeah, but I mean, 5 minutes and change. You know I can't let it ride for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. But for real though, man, salute everybody. We appreciate the love and all the comments and the feedback on the record, man. We glad everybody likes it. Mo 5 mixtape hosted by DJ Holiday is the next joint. That's the first single that we gonna drop on that joint. So we got everybody like it, you know.
All right, stand by. Oh, thanks for checking out that joint I dropped today too.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. What's up? All right.
Already.
All right. All right, well, we're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Once again, episode 319. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Really appreciate the support. Thanks for supporting the artist. Thanks for supporting the artist and taking the time to call in and hang out with me. Some people's on the phone for the whole 2 hours, man. Really big ups. Shout out to Blessed Child, Kelsey Nicole, Dickie Jane, Hunting Round Drum, Face and Tasha. Thanks, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Big Folk, everybody who called in, Phil Marks, people who called in earlier who had to leave. You know what I mean? It's all good. I'm glad you guys called in. And shout out to all the artists, you know what I mean, who sent in music and everybody who made it. You know what I mean? That's it, man. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzman. If you're not already, make sure you follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. Make sure you get with me. If you haven't yet, check out the main website for our company, which is chainlessentertainment.com, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Just dropped a new song today that I leaked to the people. I didn't officially drop it to DJs. I just dropped it to the network, you know, just to my Twitter network and my Facebook network and my email list. And new joint that I got called A Woman, Not a Girl. So, you know, if you go to chainlessentertainment.com, you can listen to that. Or if you're my Twitter follower or friend, I'm pretty sure you caught those tweets earlier today. And thanks to everybody who downloaded that, who listened to that, who supported that, or whatever. We're going to get it, and we'll serve it to DJs when we finalize it. I just kind of leaked it a little bit to the people. You know what I mean? But thanks to everybody who checked that particular record out and who's supporting that. And what else? Oh, that's it, man. Just check us out, man. Subscribe to the podcast if you can. If you can't listen to us live, that's the best way to catch the show. All right. Salute, man, to the artists, everybody who got ill. Congratulations. I catch you guys on the subway. And we about here, man. Later.